it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, well. Over on the phones right now is Jesse in South Carolina. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to let y'all know we love listening to your show. My daughter and I listen every day on the way to school, and she loves playing along with the games that y'all do.
You like the games? Because sometimes I wonder, and I'd like your answer here, and then even everybody listening, if you want to hop on Facebook or tweet me, like, do you like it when we play games, or are you like, play music or talk about your life? Like, I don't, sometimes I'm kind of confused on what people like.
She loves playing the games where you play a clip of music that's from a movie. She always gets them all right, so she says she wants to play with y'all one day.
How old is she?
She's 9.
Oh, wow. What if she came on and beat you guys?
Oh, stop it.
She's 9 years old?
Listen, everybody that calls in, oh, I get them all right. You don't ever get them all right. You just say, you think you get them all right, but in reality, you probably get one or two right.
Jesse, your thoughts on that? Jesse, go ahead.
Lunchbox guessed Cinderella for the Star Wars song, though.
That's true.
Okay, but that doesn't mean your 9-year-old got it right. Come on, she's 9.
She did. She's watched all the Star Wars.
There you go. Oh,
that's one she got right. See, that's what I mean. Whatever. She's 9. She's not beating me.
Jesse, you've already irritated Lunchbox, and this thing's just getting started today, you know?
Well, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I do too. He lives irritated. He does. What's happened with you today? Anything good?
No, I just got to work and about to cook food for the masses.
Oh, yeah. What kind of job you have? Were you cooking food? Come cook me some food.
I work at Clean Eats in Beaufort, South Carolina.
What do you cook? What's your specialty?
I do a weekly special every week. So next week is going to be a surf and turf bowl, steak strips with shrimp and brown rice, broccoli, peppers, and onions.
Come on.
Yeah.
Man, I've been having trouble eating. I've been doing this dancing show, and they send food to my dance room now, even without me ordering it, because I lost so much weight.
They're making you eat.
They really are. They were going to send me to a nutritionist because I've gained 6 of the 10 pounds back just being knowledgeable that I'm losing weight and not healthy. And I'm also coming back to Nashville now for half a week, so I get back on my normal schedule. But that surf and turf bowl sounds good. I'm not going to lie to you, Jesse.
All right, come see us at Clean Eats, and we'll feed you.
Clean Eats. Where is that? Let me give you a plug. Clean Eats located at?
In Beaufort, South Carolina on Boundary Street.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Come on.
Yes.
Hey, Jesse, have a great morning. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right, there we go. Here we get rocking.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Central Texas. There's been flooding. A lot of water rescues have been made. More rain is coming over the next couple days. In other news, still no winner in the Powerball or the Mega Millions drawings. The Mega Millions is going to draw again tomorrow night. You could win $900 million. And finally, a reminder, at BobbyBones.com, all Pimp and Joy proceeds are going to help out those affected by the recent hurricanes.
Bobby Bones, come on.
I have a game for you. Now, what I'll do is I will give you an actor. You tell me their most famous TV role. Okay, like the character they played. For example, Amy, if I were to say Mario Lopez, you would say?
Say by the Bell.
Say by the Bell. You'd say A.C. Slater. Say by the Bell.
Oh, I'd say his character.
Yeah. Got that? All right, we ready to play?
Yeah. All
right, Amy, you're up first. David Schwimmer. His most famous role ever was?
Ross Geller.
From Friends. That is correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, that's easy. I'm in for the win.
Go ahead.
Carlton Banks.
From The Fresh Prince. That is correct.
They're doing last name, too.
Yeah. Question. Yeah.
No.
You do have to get the last name?
You don't have to, no.
Okay.
You can get either one of them.
If you want to show off.
Yeah. Amy, Frankie Muniz.
Yes. Malcolm.
Yeah, from Malcolm in the Middle. There you go.
Good one.
I met him. Because he's hosting Dancing with the Stars Jr., and he was up there for a couple shows. Yeah.
Was he nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, small, but nice.
He still looks young, huh?
Yeah, I think, like, with a lot of guys, even us included, your hair starts to move around a little bit.
Correct.
And by all of us, I mean Eddie, but yeah.
That's right. Thank you.
You mean move around a little? You mean move backwards?
Both of y'all.
Run to the back of the neck?
Running to the back of the neck. Lunchbox. James Vanderbeek.
Oh, yeah. Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Nice.
Woo!
So far, you guys are nailing it. Amy, you ready?
Man, yeah.
I'll give you the actor. Tell me their most famous character, their role. Jaleel White.
Urkel.
Urkel. Show
Steve
me Urkel.
Urkel.
Show me Urkel.
Yes. Woo! Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Michael Richards.
Come on. Kramer.
From Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's my boy.
All right, now if you miss it, you're out.
Ooh. Don't miss it, Amy.
Amy, it's a tough one. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Her most famous role.
Buffy.
Wow, from The Vampire Slayer. Yes.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Jim Parsons.
Oh.
Ooh. Jim Parsons.
Oh.
So Big. Oh, I shouldn't give a hint.
I got it.
Go ahead. What is it?
Sheldon, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I was going to say he gets a million an episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy. Dustin Diamond.
Screech.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Paul Rubens.
What?
Paul Rubens. Paul Rubens. Okay, got it.
Go ahead.
Pee Wee Herman.
Nailed it.
What? Oh my gosh. I would not have gotten that.
We're going to sudden death. Buzz in with your name. Last one.
Yeah, last one. This is for all the marbles. This is for the belt. Here we go.
Ready. Aaron Paul.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Breaking Bad. Oh, I gotta tell you.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
you made the
goodness.
Character. Amy,
I'm
for the win. For the win. Aaron Paul, his character.
Hold on. I'm talking through Heisenberg and...
Yes.
I don't know.
Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman. Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Sudden death. One more time. Here we go.
Woo!
Topher Grace.
Lunchbox.
Oh, my.
That 70 show.
Oh, my goodness.
What is wrong with you?
He stood up and yelled
it. No, I said it
no.
Buzzer.
Mike D? No.
No, wait.
You,
oh, my
it's
goodness.
Not about the team. Amy, go ahead.
Well, I didn't even hear what he said, and I didn't watch the 70s show, so...
Topher Grace?
Ashton.
There is no winner. We're out of guesses.
Oh,
what's his name? What's his
Eric
character
Foreman.
Name?
Eric Foreman.
Oh, I would have
never yelled
known
the TV
that.
Show, and you took a breath, and you stood up and
twice.
Said... Twice he did that, yeah.
I did.
Because he's just trying to explain it.
Yeah.
I like did. To argue, but I did. But if we're going on technicalities, I won that game.
No, but we're not. Technicalities, you lost the game.
I did. You're right.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Thursday morning.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, you good this morning?
Yeah. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I woke up and got some sleep last night. You know, I was switching these time zones from Pacific to Central time zone. It's kind of rocking me a little bit because I go and I do the TV show, then I come back, and it's like, bleh. Takes me. But I'm good. Like, I slept for 6.5 hours last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really feel great. So that, and I do love country music, and I have a nickname.
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in country music, Randy Travis has the number one country album with Always and Forever 30 years ago today. Today in 1988. Now, I love Randy Travis. My grandmother listened to Randy Travis like crazy. I still love Randy Travis. But man, when I was a kid, I loved Randy Travis, and I loved this record.
But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Come on. Just.
When the fire's all hell freeze over.
I won't need you anymore. How about this one right here? Hate to hit you with it, but...
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen.
Take it, Eddie!
As long as old men like to talk about the weather.
As long as old men sit and talk about old men. If you
It's the best-selling album of his career. Sold over 10 million copies. He won the Grammy for Best Male Country Vocal Performance. Did you know Randy Travis has received more Grammys for gospel albums?
Really?
Country albums, yeah. Ooh. So there you go. Randy Travis on this day in 1988. 30 years ago, that record goes number one, and man.
I told you so.
Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 25. Do you know Randy Travis at all?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with a lot of his songs, but I know him and I appreciate him.
You do? Good.
Yeah, like what he's done for country music. I couldn't tell you a title of one of his songs,
but do you know the words to this one?
Oh, baby,
I'm gonna love you forever.
Come on.
Yeah. And forever and ever, amen.
All
right. I think that's all I got.
As long as...
So women sit and talk about... Something else.
You're 25.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks announced a multi-year stadium tour. He is hitting 10 to 12 cities each year for 3 years.
I mean, listen, you have to pay your mortgage.
Yeah, it's tough.
Have they listed anything about where he's going yet?
No, the first two stops will be in St. Louis, Missouri, and Glendale, Arizona. The rest, he hasn't announced.
Well, listen, I love Garth. That guy just keeps on going, man. And he's got a song right now that's crushing it. I mean, he's the greatest of all time, yet he's still being great. Like, yeah, relevantly
he's
great.
He's still playing.
I know. What else, Morgan, number two?
Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts has written a memoir. It's called Shotgun Angels, My Story of Broken Roads and Unshakable Hope. It's coming out April 2019.
And what kind of book is that again?
It's a memoir. Am I saying that weird?
Memoir.
She says lots of stuff funny.
She does.
I do, too. I would say, because I've written one myself called Bare Bones.
What is that?
A memoir.
Oh.
But it is a funny word, because it's spelled memoir.
Memoir.
Yeah. What's the language you speak if you're in Italy?
Italian.
All right, Morgan, number two, what else you got?
Jason Aldean and his wife shared a video on Instagram of his baby boy, Memphis, taking his first steps.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, good for them. About to have another baby, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool.
I'm Morgan, number two. That's the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Myerstown, Pennsylvania. A 38-year-old man was tired of his hot tub always breaking, so he drained all the water and said, you know how to get rid of it? I'm just going to burn it. So he lit it on fire. Only problem is it got too hot and melted the back of his house off.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? So the hot tub... Was it like on his back?
It's on his back porch.
Yeah.
And so he lights it on fire.
He didn't move it to the backyard. Listen, you shouldn't even move it to the backyard. You shouldn't. You should just get... But he just lit it on fire right next to the house?
Yes, and it was so hot, literally the back of his house melted off.
Huh. You know what's scary about fires is that if your neighbors are close, it's not only on you, it hits your neighbors' houses.
Yeah, he had to call the fire department for some help.
How embarrassing, too. The fire trucks in front of your house? All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, I love these stories about kids who are doing really cool adult things, like with their hearts. And here's a story about a 7-year-old. His name is Shamar. He had a birthday wish. It was to go feed the homeless. Again, he's 7 years old. He could have wished for any toy or video game. But the 7-year-old's mom was surprised to hear the request. And so she's like, okay. So one day after school, his friends... And family, they all gathered, they got in a couple cars, and they went out and they fed the less fortunate in New Orleans. Which he's 7. Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
I hope somebody got him a toy anyway.
Yeah.
You know? I know he didn't ask for it. If somebody gets, I'll get him a toy. Someone give me a hold of Shamar. I will get him whatever toy he wants. That's a fantastic story. That's a Tell Me Something Good. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for waking up with us. Or if you're listening on the podcast on iHeartRadio later, appreciate you for spending your time with us. Like, we get it. I get it. There are a million things you could be doing, so thanks for hanging out. Well, let's go over to Alyssa. Alyssa in Iowa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, you know, I just wanted to ask how Amy's dad was doing. Just wanted to get an update.
Okay. Amy, she's asking how your dad's doing, because Amy's in Austin right now. We're all in Nashville sitting around a table, but Amy is in Austin because her dad's been sick. So any update, Amy?
Well, getting over pneumonia, which is huge, and hopefully starting treatment back. He's continued radiation, but we had to pause the chemo. So hopefully back on the chemo train as he recovers from the pneumonia. And then, man, hopefully we'll be soon. We'll be done soon. Maybe a week and a half or so. Done with treatment.
Your kids, do they get to see your dad at all?
No, he is on an oncology floor at the hospital, and patients there, they just can't, they can't allow kids. I think you have to be maybe over 12 years old to get in, and my kids are 11 and 8, so they're not allowed to get in. And you get screened, like right when you get off the elevator, you have to check in, you get a sticker saying you've been approved to go through the halls that day, and you have to, you know, go through a checklist that you're not coughing, you don't have a disease, you know, stuff like that.
Well,
so yeah,
Alyssa, thank you for calling and asking for the update. Amy, thanks for sharing the update. Is that hard for you to talk about or no, Amy?
No, not right now. I guess it just depends, you know, depends on where I am on the emotional scale or the tired scale. Really, probably just the tired, because I feel like I'm being pretty strong at some parts. Just, I think mainly because I went through this with my mom, so it triggers. You know, I think you just have to be careful of that. It's a trigger for me. So when we're having a rough spot, I try just to stay positive and not go negative. I just know how quickly things can turn. So I'm just trying to focus on that. He's going to get healthier. He will bounce back and he will be the same person that he was.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of what you have to do, huh?
Yes. It's what, or it's you'll what go you crazy. Have to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do a funny story then real quick. So there's a woman trying to sell furniture online. And so she takes a picture of it, right? She takes, and she doesn't realize that in the mirror of the furniture, she's butt naked. And so she posts it.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
I mean, is it a super effective sales technique or no?
She, you know what I mean?
Her name's Julie. She was selling for, and in the mirror, it's a tiny but clear reflection of her boobie. Yeah, someone pointed out to her that she told her daughter Sophie. Sophie tweeted about it. Now it's viral, but no word on if she sold the furniture yet. Let's see. Bobby Bone, come on. Top TV shows from last week. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Football 1. Football 2. Yeah.
Football 3.
Well, they don't have... football 7. 1, 2, and 7. The Big Bang Theory comes in at number 3. Still.
Hmm.
You know why that show didn't come back? It's because just Sheldon didn't want to do it. He wanted to move on. He didn't want to be tied to that role.
He outed his other... He said, see you later, dude.
Well, they
sort of like Justin Timberlake. He's the Justin Timberlake of Big Bang Theory.
Okay. But that's why they stopped the show.
Wow.
Dang, so football, Big Bang Theory, NCIS, and 60 Minutes.
NCIS? Really? Who watches that? I've never met anybody in my life that watches NCIS.
Doesn't your wife watch
No.
Yeah.
She watches Law & Order SVU.
Amy, you watch NCIS, huh?
I have dabbled in the years. It's definitely been on forever.
I'm surprised 60 Minutes is the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the biggest shows on TV.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
We're talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson splitting up. They were engaged for 4 months. I have a list of some of the quickest celebrity marriages. I'll give you the celebrity couple, Amy, and you give me how long they were married for, okay?
Okay.
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
Oh, 2 months.
Lunchbox?
82 days.
72 days.
Wow.
They were married for just over 2 months. I don't even think about them being together anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe because Kanye's so much, you kind of forget about Chris Humphries. Britney Spears and Jason Alexander. Remember that marriage?
Oh, yeah, 48 hours.
It's 55 hours.
Okay.
Jason Alexander, is that George from Seinfeld?
Yep. Same name, not same
okay,
dude.
Okay, I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, they were married for just over 2 days. So how does that happen? Were you drunk?
Yeah, they were in Vegas, and they got married, and then they got it annulled.
And so you just go, ooh, a couple days ago. How about that, huh? Like a couple days?
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney.
4 days.
6 months.
No, they were married for just under a year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always thought it was like 4 days.
Didn't she release some statement like...
Fraud. That's what she filed with.
What did she mean by that?
I don't know. She needs LifeLock.
I don't know.
You have LifeLock that fraud doesn't get you.
Like they met, didn't they met, they were presenting at an award show together, I think, and then they fell in love and boom, get married and then.
Fraud?
How do you fraud after a year?
He steal her money or what?
Yeah.
He getting her wallet? Yeah, that's a weird one. I was reading this story about the top 10 hardest questions people hear in a job interview. And so I'll give you the top three, okay? Number three, tell me about yourself.
Oh, gosh.
Is that, does that one sound tough to you in a job interview?
Yes.
Why so?
Well, I don't, because, I mean, then where do I start? And then I'll be talking forever.
Well, that's true. You do talk forever. Here, I'll give you guys some advice on this.
Yes. Tell us how you would handle that.
On tell me about yourself. Obviously, there's a lot to you. They don't want your memoir, but they do want the human parts of you. They don't want, listen, I'm a hard worker. You know, first thing that comes to my life is work. Like, they really want to know the human part of you and see if there's that side. So if it's like, tell me about yourself. Listen, I'll do me. I was born in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. I was born in a town of 772 people. I graduated high school. There were two buildings on an entire hill, kindergarten through 12th grade. I was the first person in my family to graduate high school and college. You know, I've always wanted to be in radio and do comedy. And, you know, now I'm very involved in St. Jude and with dogs. And, you know, that fulfills me. And I like music. I mean, that really is it. Like, kind of run through a timeline, but also give them a little substance.
Oh, okay.
What would you have said?
Well, now that I hear you say it, I guess I would start with where I was born.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. I was born at St. David's in Austin, Texas.
Boy. But you gotta you gotta kind of roll. Oh boy!
Yeah, you gotta go faster than that.
2 hours later, still going.
It was 1981.
I remember it was fall.
It was a sunny day.
The number two question.
My mom went into labor watching 9 to 5.
You get asked in job interviews, the hardest ones is, why should I hire you, Amy? Why should I hire you?
Are you serious?
I would be like, I don't know, you probably shouldn't.
That's the worst answer you could give. She just goes, ah, crap, and walks out.
You got me.
Lunchbox, why should I hire you?
Because you want the best, right? And I am the best. I was prom king in high school, so I was the best then, and I'm still the best now.
Okay, prom king.
I mean, I don't know that I would go that hard.
Yeah.
But why should
I
hire
you? What
would
you say, Bobby?
I would
show us.
I would give the attributes as to why you'd be perfect for the job.
Oh.
You know, I would say, why you should hire me? Listen, I'm fantastic at time management. I know there's a lot involved in this. Whatever. But that's what you...
I can't say that.
But that's why they hire you.
But you lie anyway. I mean, they don't really... Right?
And you'd be like, well, my life recently got better when I quit hitting snooze. That's about it.
And number one, here's the number one question that people have trouble with in job interviews. Ready, Amy?
Ready.
Hey, welcome. Hey, what are your weaknesses?
Oh, I can give you some. I can't focus.
Okay, you're not hired.
Oh, no,
you're not hired.
Amy.
Zero, not hired.
I lose everything.
Yeah.
I'm not trustworthy around money.
I'm irresponsible.
No, that's not a thing.
What?
Okay,
you
go
said,
ahead.
You said list my weaknesses.
Sorry, what are your weaknesses, Amy?
I lose my phone a lot. I can't. So time management is okay. I'll be on time. Don't worry. But me getting there is normally really stressful. Like, but you won't know it. But I'll get there on time. Like, right on time. And, well, again, can't really focus. What was the question? Okay.
Here's how you answer this question. Because people ask, Lunchbox, how would you answer it? What's your weaknesses?
Well, I can be distracting around the office because I'm so good looking. Everybody's going to you're going to lose work time with everybody else. Besides that, nothing.
Oh, no weaknesses.
Yeah.
Okay, both of you guys failed the test.
Oh, what do you mean? No, by saying you have no weaknesses, that says you're qualified for the job.
Everybody has weaknesses.
I like to make lists, but I don't really cross anything off. I love lists, though. I like making lists. It's like on my to-do list is to make my to-do list.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Well, here's the real answer that you do.
Okay, Bobby.
Just so you can be prepared
Bobby,
for a job.
Bobby, what are your weaknesses? I work too hard.
No, you can't do that either.
Oh.
You can't do that either.
All I do is work. I don't ever sleep, and I'm just work all the time.
The weaknesses question is, find your weaknesses that don't have anything to do with what the job is.
Ooh, smart.
So if they say, you know, what's your weakness? And let's say the job is a group setting, right? Let's say you're working with a lot of people. You go, well, my weakness is that I don't really like to work alone. Like, I really thrive off of a group. But you're going into a group setting. Your weaknesses can't be something it's all strategy.
Okay, ask me again.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I got one.
But does that answer make sense?
Yes.
If you're going in for an office job and you're working alone, for example, you switch it up. It's like, listen, my weaknesses are, if I get around a lot of people at one time, because I had a job where I worked with 30 people in the same room, it was distracting to me. So for me, I really focus on, and you go, he's like, oh, okay, got it. Well, luckily for us, your weakness fits right in with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, what's your weakness?
Donuts.
That's perfect.
That's also good. A great answer.
That's good.
Donuts. Perfect.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Unless you're working at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's true. Then
the
Bobby Bones Show.
There's a show on Netflix called The Haunting of the Hill House. They're saying it's so terrifying, people are passing out, getting anxiety attacks, and losing sleep over it.
Wow.
Have you heard about this?
Nope.
That's scary. Come
Netflix
on.
Unveiled their new horror TV series, The Haunting of Hill House. Netflix subscribers have been taking to Twitter, revealing the show is so terrifying that some have passed out from sheer terror.
Come on. Come on.
It's basically a horror movie spread out over 10 episodes. Writers carefully crafted jump scenes and segments where you feel impending doom. Multiple people have passed out. To give you an idea of how terrifying this is and to prepare you for a sleepless night, there are a lot of comments from people just going, Listen, I don't like scary movies. I told you guys, I tried to read Twilight, the book, and had nightmares.
Is that scary?
No. But I kept having dreams that vampires are trying to eat me. So I can't really get into this. So someone on this show is going to have to watch this. Do we have any volunteers?
I'll watch it. I'm not scared of no scary TV show. What are they going to do? Jump out of my TV? Ooh.
But what if they did, though? What if that was Netflix's new thing?
Where all of a sudden, killed you.
No, not kill you. Oh. But an arm just comes out and stabs you. Right.
You're like, wow, I am scared now.
This is scary. So, what do you think about that, Aime? What do you think about that show?
I mean, if I had time, I would do it. But I can't do it right now. Lunchbox should totally do it.
Do you like scary movies?
Not particularly. And
I don't understand how people like to get scared.
Correct.
How people pay money to have that feeling that makes you go, because it's the grossest feeling mm-hmm. when you're scared.
No, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like going to a haunted house. Oh, so fun. So fun. You build it up in your head like, oh, there's going to be some scary things. And people are going to jump out at you and you're on edge. So great.
The haunted houses are weird because you know it's all fake and you still jump. But there have been some haunted houses have to put messages on Facebook going, please stop punching our people. Because someone will jump out and people just react and punch them. So yeah, I'm not a haunted house guy. I just don't like to pay to be scared. I've been to scary movies with girls before.
That's a good place to take a girl. If you're going to go
but I end up being the more scared one. It's a bad place to take a girl. Because any respect they had for me, the 1 ounce of masculinity they thought I had, gone. Completely dehydrated. One of my ex-girlfriends was like, hey, we should go to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Is when we first started dating. And I was like, of course. You want to see it? Me too. I've been dying to see that movie. Can't wait. God, I went into it. I held onto those seats. So I jumped. I jump at places where you're not supposed to jump.
Oh, boy.
I was like,
did she hold you?
I think she made it to where it made me feel like I was holding her, but really she was holding me. I was that scared. Scariest movie you ever seen. Let's go around the room here. Think about this. What movie had the most profound effect on you? Scariest movie. Let's go over to Amy. Amy, what do you think here?
I'm just going to go with the first one that came into my head, and it was Cape Fear.
Cape Fear?
Ever seen it?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, wow. It's scary.
What is Cape Fear?
Well, Cape Fear, it's like a river or a cape or something. And is it Robert De Niro that's in it? I don't know. I just remember it being like really, really scary as a kid. My sister was watching it.
So you don't remember really?
Well, I know that there's a house and a guy and like a murderer.
Oh, there's a house
know.
And a guy.
And there's a cape.
Oh,
and there's a cape. Oh, but no. Cape Fear, yes. I'd have to Google exactly how it happened. But that one scared
scary.
Me. When I was a kid, I shouldn't have been watching it. There was like a boat. Ugh.
Oh, she remembered all the things
boat.
Now. There was oxygen.
There were stars in the sky.
Tree. There's a tree. I think I swear there's a tree. Lunchbox, scariest movie.
There was trees.
Candyman was real bad. Oh, Children of the Corn was awful. Oh my, that was terrifying when I was younger.
What's Children of the Corn about?
Oh, it's a small town and they get lost in the corn. They get, I mean, it was like.
Nobody remembers what the movie was about.
No.
Was there corn?
It's in a small town, so the cornfield is where they hide, and that's where the children disappear, if I'm remembering correctly. And it was so scary that I was just like, I am never going near a cornfield in my life.
So he stopped eating corn right then. He's not had a bite of corn since.
Any Freddy Krueger, Jason movie, those were terrifying, and Keith made us watch them all. What about you?
28 Days Later?
About a disease.
A disease?
Yeah.
That's not that scary.
That's real life.
That's real life.
Bobby's scared of
diseases. Are you telling me this stuff ain't real?
Children of the Corn, probably not.
Probably not real, yeah.
Mike Myers.
Ooh.
Wait, is that his name?
That's Halloween.
Yeah.
Children, 28 Days Later is about this disease that goes around and people end up getting it and turning into zombies.
That could really happen.
Yes, it probably has happened. Eddie, you have one?
Mine would be the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which is crazy to think about. If you can't fall asleep, like, if you fall asleep, something's going to happen to you. And you can't fight sleep forever.
Correct.
I've been trying for the last 6 weeks on this TV show. What, Amy?
I should not have been watching Cape Fear as a child.
Why'd you Google what it is?
A convicted rapist released from prison after serving a 14-year sentence stalks the family of the lawyer who originally defended him.
That's good for a 9-year-old. Yeah.
And no it wonder is. You it's forgot Robert, it. Robert De Niro. Yeah, I probably didn't understand exactly what was happening.
Amy's a 9-year-old kid watching Pretty Woman. And Cape Fear. Yes.
What's going on there?
What's happening over in the gosh. Amy household? Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Corey Knebel is a relief pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, and they're in the playoffs right now, and he gets a certain amount of tickets per game. They're at home, and he's like, what can I do to reward some of the fans? So he gives away his allotment of tickets to the police department. Oh, he says, it's my way of giving back to say thank you to them, and they can come enjoy some playoff baseball.
That's cool. And playoff tickets, too, which are really hard to get. Yeah, that's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. You need this game in your life, folks. It's the mobile game that everyone's talking about. If you still haven't played Best Fiends, you know, what are you waiting for? People that play this game love it. Just read all the reviews in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and you'll see it's consistently rated 5 out of 5 stars. There's no coincidence. No other mobile game is like it that I've seen, and once you play it, like our listeners, I do think you'll love it. Collect tons of characters, solve thousands of puzzles. You'll probably be obsessed with it. Very soon, one of your friends or family will tell you about the game, but you'll already know because you heard me talk about it. Hey, stop crushing candy. That's so 2015. Play Best Fiends. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you may tweet me or send me a Facebook message and actually thank me for it. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Again, Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Thank you for waking up with us. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. As always at this time, set your watch by it, set your alarm by it, prepare to laugh.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear about the guy that went to therapy for his fear of hurdles?
No, I did not hear about the guy who went to therapy for his fear of hurdles.
Well, he got over it.
Yeah, all right, come on. There it is. We all like that one.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's pretty good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play you a quote from a famous comedy. Just name the movie. I mean, there's a piece of pie, and it's easy as that piece of pie. This game. It's
love
easy
it.
As pie.
Love it, because I love to laugh, so I know all these.
All right, our players today are... we're going to bring everybody in the mix here. Amy, who sits to my left, co-host for almost 15 years. And a comedy fan actually tells the Morning Corny, just told one, and we all clapped. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a comedian.
Age 37. You're not a comedian. Age 37. Just going to set the stage here. I'm also bringing in Morgan number 2, who's going to know a different generation of movies.
Wow.
Age 25. She's our head of digital. Good morning, Morgan number 2.
Good morning.
Are you a comedian?
No.
Okay. I'm going to bring in Lunchbox, age 37.
Yeah.
Fan of comedy movies.
I love comedy movies. I love to laugh, and I'm a pretty funny dude myself. There I'm not is. A comedian, but I'm funny.
And over to my right.
You don't have to say my age, right?
Our video producer, 51. Our video producer.
39. Come on.
Our video producer, Eddie. So everybody write it down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you miss it, you're eliminated. Last one standing wins.
It's cutthroat here on the comedy show.
Here we go. No, he just said words. Ready? Name this movie.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
There you go. Can you name it by that clip?
Our 25-year-old Morgan number 2 has no idea what this movie is. Her face looks so
good. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
I'm in for the win.
I'm in, Bones.
Amy?
I'm in.
Morgan, number two.
I know that quote. I have no idea what movie that okay. is, though.
We're going to come over to you. Amy, what is your answer?
Dumb and Dumber.
Morgan, number two?
I don't have anything.
Oh,
eliminated.
Youngster.
Lunchbox.
Dumb and Dumber.
Eddie?
Dumb and Dumber.
There we have it. Sorry, Morgan, number two. It's quick.
As easy as pie, Morgan, number two.
I knew that quote.
You got kicked off the first week of Dancing with the Stars. I know, I know. All right, ready. Name this comedy movie.
Kelly Clarkson.
I'm in.
Oh, Eddie's eyes got big. I'm playing again. Here we go.
Kelly Clarkson.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy, what do you have?
40-year-old virgin.
Lunchbox?
40-year-old virgin!
Eddie?
Step Brothers.
Oh. Oh!
Dang it.
He gone.
And then we have two remaining. Ready? Name this comedy clip.
What is this?
A center for ants?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
What? Ooh, Amy and Lunchbox both look confused.
I'm in.
One. Oh, wow.
No, I'm in.
This, to me, this scene made me laugh so hard in this movie.
What is this?
A center for ants?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
I can honestly say I have no idea. I've never seen that movie. I've never heard that quote in my life.
Lunchbox?
I put Zoolander just because it sounds like Ben Stiller.
Wow!
Wow!
How did you do that?
I've never seen the movie. I love myself. I love myself right now.
Amy?
I have Zoolander, but I thought I was about to win.
Wow! Yeah, they're showing him a replica. And he's like, this is the school? And he knocks it over.
He's just really dumb, right?
Yeah, he's really dumb. He's a model. I like a dumb model. He's like, this is a center for ants? Kids can't fit in there.
Woo!
Okay. Lunchbox, nice work, buddy. All right, name this one.
Just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Wait, huh?
Name that comedy movie.
Just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
I am in for the win.
Amy
oh
is
my
staring off into space right now.
Boy.
She's not going to have it. Amy needs to write an answer down.
I'm in.
Go ahead.
Dodgeball?
No. Lunchbox for the win.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I do is win. No matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
According to a new study, there's a point in our life where it actually gets easier. That age is 44 years old. So at age 44 is when you finally stop being overwhelmed with stress about things like your job and your finances, and you can start relaxing and enjoying life. Finally.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Can't wait.
Really, though.
Well, Eddie, you're closest.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks, Amy.
Shots fired. That study found that people stress out in their 20s over things like finding a job, saving money, and dating. People stress in their 30s like moving up in the career and starting a family. Then in your 40s, you worry about things like finding a work-life balance. And you start to go, I've kind of found the balance, and now let's just see what happens. But yeah, I'm in my 30s now, so it says, what's my stress? Moving up in a career and starting a family.
Yeah.
You're right there.
I don't
That's
know
you.
If I'm okay, you two. Eddie and Amy, relax for a second.
That's it. That's where you're at.
Well, hold on. I don't know if I'm stressing about starting a family. Like, I'm thinking about it, but I don't know if I'm stressing. Because I got a little time. What's unfair is that me as a man, mm-hmm. I can make babies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Till you're 90.
I mean, easy there. I'm not trying to be what? George Burns having kids.
Well, I mean, we've seen it happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think... When am I supposed to get married, Lunchbox? Like December next year?
Yeah, December next year, 2019.
I don't have a girlfriend yet, but still, that's the date. I've got the chapel.
Oh, do you?
This is like Bobby's vision board.
It's the super secret. It's the secret, but it's I'm really projecting it out there. It's your jam, Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. That,
Mega Millions is up to $900 million.
$900 million.
That's the biggest one ever?
I don't know. It's like second biggest ever, I believe.
Has there been a $1 billion Mega Millions?
See, I get them confused because there's Mega Millions and then there's the other one. And one of them has been $1 billion.
Whoa.
So, I mean, tomorrow night, guys.
Can we just be honest, though? There's no difference to us if it's $5 million or $900 million.
I know, but
yeah,
it's just crazy.
$895 million difference.
I know, but people are like, well, I'm going to play now because it's $300 million. No. $7 million would completely rock your life and change it. Why would you not play then? But yes.
I'm just telling you, I am going to $900 million, and I have already started thinking about how I'm going to spend it.
Yeah, what's up first?
Oh, I'm buying a boat, for sure.
You can buy a lake.
Can I buy a jet for that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, buddy. No more commercial airlines for me. I be flying private. What up?
Have you ever flown private?
Nope.
You just want to buy it just to see?
Heck yeah, because I see all the celebrities doing it with $900 million. I'm going to be on their level.
Yeah, you could
be posting pictures. Lunchbox would totally be the private jet poster.
Well, you can actually go. There are services that let you rent a private jet, not for flying, but just to get in and take pictures.
Like really?
You can go to the airport and get in the jet and take all your pictures and not have to actually lift up.
That's kind of smart. Oh. I like that business idea.
So
hashtag blessed.
$900 million bucks.
$2 a ticket, folks. I mean, get ready because I'm just going to let you know. Will the show go on without me if I don't come in Monday?
Yes.
Okay, because if I win, don't expect me Monday. Tuesday, I'm probably not going to be here. Wednesday, just wait for me. If I don't show up, don't be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting you on notice. Thursday.
Okay, stop it.
We're on notice.
We got it.
Well, you know, Thursday, hold off on the bonehead. If I don't show up, okay.
Wait for Friday?
Yeah.
But what about Friday?
Friday, there's a good chance I won't be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you come in at all?
Ah, you know, that's 2BD.
2BD. You mean TBD.
Whatever. And when you got $900 million, you don't care about sayings. You make up your own sayings.
But you don't have $900 million and you're still making up your own sayings.
I'm already practicing.
That's 2BD, boys.
Yeah, and then that following Monday, I'm probably going to be on vacation.
Okay, yeah. We get it. Okay. It's tonight you buy tickets?
No. Yeah, well, you can buy them today or tomorrow, but the drawing is tomorrow night, Friday, and it's $2 a ticket, and whew, if you're nice to me, when I win, I may cut you a little piece.
All right, you're jumping in, right?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
No, I'll jump in.
I'm in, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm in for more than that, though.
Oh, more than 20? how much more than 20?
I didn't know you were going to say how much you put up there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't call him
I'm in, though. That's quite the investment right there. 20 bucks.
What's your? I thought you weren't gambling. Your wife wasn't letting
you. That's not gambling. That's the lottery.
Stop it.
Exactly.
Amy, what's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I'm kind of feeling FOMO because I'm not going to be able to get on this lottery with y'all.
I know. It's all right. You just won't lose money.
Oh, see, you can't be negative attitude if you're going to win the money.
You've
got to be positive.
Your negative attitude has nothing to do with the numbers that are drawn.
And just so you know, I'm switching up my strategy. I'm going to buy tickets today. Usually I wait till the day of and go to small towns. I'm going today. Day early, that way the numbers get in the computer and they know which ones to draw.
Got it all figured out, folks. Yeah, I'm in. Anyone else in? I'll go in 20. 20.
I'm in.
Raymundo, you in with us or no?
I'll go in for 20.
Okay. Yeah!
Lunch is in.
Is that it? Yeah.
Morgan, number two, do you have any money?
Yeah, I have 20.
You want to go in?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Can somebody spot me?
No, Amy, I've done this for you every time. And you don't pay me back sometimes.
Amy!
No. She only pays you back if you
I'm
win.
I'm good for it.
No.
I'm good for it. I promise.
There are times where I'll put money in the lottery for Amy. She's like, just cover me. I'll cover her. That way, if she wins, she wins the money, but then she never pays me back. So then there's no covering.
Amy, that's shady.
Come on. You know I'm good for it. Come on.
It's like she's talking.
Please.
I know what you're saying.
I got to get in on this.
Mike D, you want in or no? No, Mike D.
Mike D
is the only smart one in the room. Okay. Let's gather our money. And Lunchbox going to go buy tickets tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Bobby Bones Show. All right, here's another episode of What's Wrong With People?
What's Wrong With People?
A franchise owner of a North Carolina Wendy's says that one of the employees called a customer Chubby on an order on a receipt. You know how you write down the name?
Oh, no.
And had to fire him.
Not funny.
It's not funny. One, it's mean. And two, why? You're jeopardizing your job. Like, just not a smart move. News outlets report that the restaurant group issued a statement saying they apologize because Jimmy Shoe was that was a customer. Apologize to the customer, Jimmy Shoe. Poor Jimmy Shoe, living his life.
Man.
Goes to Wendy's, tries to have burger and fries. A square burger. And sometimes you just want a square burger.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, they wrote, the receipt listed his name as Chubby, which was an attempt to make fun of his weight. He said, don't laugh. That's not funny. It's mean.
I had a bad breath there.
Excuse me?
I was taking a deep breath and it got caught.
Oh. He says another employee has only called out Chubby to alert him the order was ready, too. Like, you know, when you go, hey, order number 23. They went like this. They grabbed the receipt and went, order Chubby?
Mm. Oh, yeah, because they don't know. They just see the receipt.
Oh. That could be true. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
I was reading it.
Don't laugh.
It's such a stupid thing.
It's not funny.
Why would they do that? One, again, whatever. People are mean.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner. Which one is she, Amy?
Kendall, she is the model. She's like the runway model.
The younger one of the two sisters? Or is Kylie younger? He doesn't matter.
Kylie's the youngest. She's the older of the Jenners.
Kendall Jenner reveals she made a fake Instagram profile to check up on ex-boyfriends. I guess my question is, why can't you just do it from your real profile? As long as you don't click the heart, you go look whatever you want.
I guess she's just being proactive against accidentally clicking the heart.
I look at a lot of people's stuff and just don't click the heart. Just don't push it. Don't comment. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know how I describe Kendall Jenner and the family? She's the most natural looking one. Her and Courtney, like, she's the one, she hasn't altered. Like, Kylie completely transformed her body, like, head to toe, doesn't even look the same. But Kendall has looked the same the whole time.
Which one has the kid? Does Kendall have the kid or does Kylie?
I don't know.
Kylie. Kylie has Stormy.
I'm basically just talking about Instagram here, and you guys are going off on the Jindal.
Well, I'm going to say, Kendall is a good-looking young lady.
Yeah, she's beautiful. That's why she's a model.
Yeah, Papaw, that's the thing.
Just saying.
They're all kind of hot.
Lunchbox sounds like creep. So I was checking out different Instagram profiles. Maybe even it was on Morgan Number 2's page or something, and I was looking at some of the comments. And there are some creepy old men that are like, keep posting, you're gorgeous.
Wait, to Morgan Number 2?
It was Hillary or one of the, I can't remember exactly whose page it was. Regardless, the point is, some people are on Instagram that are like these old men and these are young girls, and they are on there like telling them to keep posting and they're so beautiful and keep it up.
I wish people would post that on mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're hating, but nobody posts that on mine. No one's like, hey, beautiful, keep posting these pictures.
No. I'm not hating.
They're always
men.
Suck at dancing. Get off the show. That's every comment of mine.
No, I'm like, Lunchbox is going to grow up to be one of these men, and I click on their page and they're definitely old, and then they've got pictures of them like with their grandkids, and I'm like, if your granddaughter knew you were commenting on Morgan Number 2's page 25, ew.
Morgan Number 2, did old guys ever say, Morgan Number 2's our head of digital, she's 25, she runs all of our social media and our website. Do older men ever slide into your DMs and be like, what's up?
I don't think so. Not that I've seen.
You should let me look in your DM.
I don't think they know how to DM.
These Amy, they're not 100.
Like, Amy, and I don't understand how we got from creepy old men, like from my comment
you,
to creepy people.
You said these Jenners, they're fine looking young ladies.
You're,
I mean,
yes.
Have you ever Google imaged her?
I know what she looks like.
I'm just saying.
Have you ever typed her into the internet and seen what she looks like?
Have you ever done www.google and typed her name in and hit enter and seen what comes up?
Yes. That's what these guys are like. They're like, keep posting these pictures on your Instagram. You are beautiful.
Have you ever got on Ask Jeeves and asked Jeeves to show a picture of her?
That's old school.
That's old school. Okay.
Whatever.
No, but really, have you?
I know what she looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why they make so much money, because they're hot.
Yeah. Well, she deserves it.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, this story is so amazing. So there's this couple, Julie and Rich Morgan, and they lived in this town in Indiana called Battle Creek for a long time, and they fell in love with this pizza place, Steve's Pizza. It's something they did every Friday night. Even when money was tight, it was sort of their treat because Friday was payday. Well, fast forward about 20 years, and they have moved 3.5 hours away from there. That pizza is still something that they think about. But Steve came down with cancer and Rich. Steve's Pizza is the name of the place. Rich came down with cancer and only has days to live, and the family's stuck at the hospital. So the wife calls Steve's Pizza and they offer to drive the pizza 3.5 hours so that they can have a last pizza meal as a family together. And they don't want payment for gas, for pizza, nothing. They went at like 2 a.m. I mean, that's like customer service next level, above and beyond.
It's just like human.
It's
super
human. It's
like
a human connection. I mean, when the wife called, I don't really know what she was expecting, but she probably was just like, oh gosh, you know, this is what we're dealing with right now. Is there any way we can get this pizza? And the manager straight up was like, boom, I got you.
Yeah, that's like awesome and sad and...
But all the feels.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good, though. Good for them. I mean, that's what it's all about right there. Thank you, Amy.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Tomorrow, Dolly Parton's in. Tomorrow, the Friday morning dance parties. Tomorrow. Only a day away. You know, I tried to watch Little Mermaid last night. I still have never seen it, and I'm dancing to it on Monday night. But it doesn't exist on Netflix, and it's not on Google, whatever the Google service is connected to my TV. It might be on iTunes, but I don't have
that. Think about that.
Yeah, I don't have it connected to my TV. So I was going to watch it. Still haven't seen it, because I danced and practiced to that song all day yesterday for Dancing with the Stars.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they
I was showing Eddie my practice video just now, where I'm the prince. And have to like look like a prince and like dance like a prince. How's a prince dance?
Yeah.
I'd rather dance like Prince the singer.
Just keep your back straight.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
But I want to be like raspberry beret or like night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the party
purple
like it's
rain.
Night. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But that's not Disney.
I know. But how funny would it be if I came out as Prince instead of a prince?
And they'd be like, I think you got the
Bobby. You do not really know what kind of prince you were going for there. I'm confused at which prince you were, but it was a good dance. Well done.
What's my score, Len?
Negative 20.
Oh, great.
So, people know.
I did that. I got a haircut yesterday. Tried to get a princey haircut. Look at my haircut, Amy. It's shorter, though.
Oh, very royal.
Yeah. I got a message from Amy at like 10 o'clock last night. Amy texted me late last night.
Oh, well, because I was just up at the hospital, and I had watched your MC Hammer Can't Touch This video. I came across it on my Instagram again, and I mean, I saw it live, and then I even watched it the next day, and here I was like 3 days later watching it again, and I swear I watched it like 3 times in a row, and I just smiled the whole time, and so I just wanted to text you, because you are saying you're having fun, and I'm like, this is so true, you're having fun. Like, you're living your best life right now. Like, my favorite part is when you got on the judges' table. I couldn't stop watching it. I was just so happy for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I just needed to live through you for a minute, but it was like the highlight of my night.
Yeah. I should have been asleep last night, but so my dance partner came over to the house, but we're going to watch Little Mermaid. I'd ordered food, and we're just going to watch it. Couldn't get it. And so I was up working, and Amy texted me at like 10. I was like, what the hell? Because Amy's dad's sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got a 10 o'clock text from Amy. And it's like, LOL, MC Hammer. And I'm like, what?
Because I still can't believe you're on Dancing with the Stars. Like, I watch it, and I'm like, okay, this is
it's
real.
So
and
weird.
So I watch it again, and I'm like, this is crazy. But then I watch it again, and I smile the whole time for you, because you're having fun, and you're like, outside of your comfort zone, and you're killing it, and it's awesome.
I steal all the shoes. I told you guys that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen them at your place.
I'm going to have to pay for them.
You are?
I think so. You don't get to keep the wardrobes.
I love wardrobe. Probably freaks out. Have you seen Bobby's shoes? Like, where are they?
Bobby! Bobby! I talked to wardrobe, and they don't know where your shoes are at. But you're a good dancer. It's well done.
But Lynn, I'm dancing. It's not about shoes. But what's my score?
I'd give you negative 500.
Oh, come on, Lynn.
Well done, though. Well done.
Whatever.
Up where they walk, up where
gotta go back today and dance. For 7 hours, I've practiced it.
How much money do you think you're gonna owe for those shoes?
I don't know. I have no idea what dance shoes cost. Amy, how's your dad? Anything new happening?
Well, he did get chemo, which was huge. We've been waiting because he couldn't get it last week. So yesterday got it. Chemo day is always a little bit rough because it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. You have to, if any time I go over to help him when he's getting that, I have to put double layer gloves on to touch him because the chemo is so strong.
Really?
I mean, this is with anybody, any chemo is strong, but it just was weird because I'm like, God, this is powerful stuff going through his body and they don't want me to touch it. And then the nurse even told me last night, which I never did this with my mom or anything, and nobody's ever told me this, but she said, yeah, even once he finishes treatment, like 2 weeks after he's home, you should probably wear gloves at home or when you're touching his clothes because they've touched his body. I mean, it's coming out of his sweat glands everywhere in his body. But last night, it makes sense, yeah. But I hadn't ever really thought about it. And I'm like, whoa, this is powerful stuff. So I'm thankful we got chemo, but he's just, poor guy. Like, it's just not great for him right now.
Well, and that's why I'm hesitant to reach out to you and talk about trivial things like the reality show that I'm on.
No, I want you to, because that's a good distraction for me. Hello.
Yeah. I'll text you and be like, hey, listen, I'm thinking about you. Whatever you need. I'm kind of underwater here with everything flying back and forth to California in the show. But again, we talk about my dumb MC Hammer dance, and then Amy's dad's in the hospital getting chemo, you know?
Yeah, but I love it. And he would, if he wanted to talk, honestly, we're at that point of radiation because he's having his throat radiated. So that's like basically getting your throat fried. Like, he doesn't want to talk. But, I mean, I show him things, and it's a good distraction for him. He may not remember it 5 minutes later, or I may show him you dancing and he'll think you're fishing. He's so confused sometimes.
A lot of viewers think that. They're like, wait, why is this weird guy fishing on TV? No, that's me dancing. Yeah.
Fishing.
Sometimes he doesn't know what's going on, but sometimes he gets it. So it's a good distraction. I get it. Like, and it's life, and everyone has crap going on. Like, it's fine, but I love that you're in Dancing with the Stars right now because it's a welcomed treat.
I'm just holding on with my fingernails on this show. The only reason I'm moving through is because our listeners. Like, we together, this team of us in this room and the listeners that listen to the show, we can single-groupedly make someone win the show. I fully believe it. I'm trying as hard as I can. Like, I'm working longer than any other contestant.
Yep.
I'm far less gifted in dance or trained, but we together as a team could actually win this show. Not in my dance skills, but just as a movement. I really believe that. Like, the B team is so strong. As what?
Like a grassroots, like underdog movement. And I mean, hello, we saw it happen when you were up for Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest was up there. And our listeners totally came through and voted the heck out of you.
Yeah.
Was that possible? Is that possible? Voted the heck out of you.
Yeah. They voted the heck out of me.
I was watching your Insta story, and you took your kids with you to Austin, and the fact they have tennis rackets in their backpack when they travel, even though they don't play tennis, is hilarious to me. And they have backpacks, and their tennis rackets are like they're traveling tennis players.
Yeah. They look like they're headed to some major tennis, tournament, and so we travel for it.
What's the story for that?
Well, So Andy, this guy Wyatt, who's Andy Roddick's like CFO for his Andy Roddick Foundation, he plays tennis a lot. And he has come to Nashville a few times because he's from Tennessee and given them two tennis lessons. That's it. Well, he is based in Austin and they know he lives here. And so we have no idea if we were even going to see Wyatt or anything. But before they left, they're like, we better take our tennis rackets because that's where he lives and we might get to like play. So, I mean, they like to,
it's like they're on the ATP, riding the escalator with their tennis rackets in their backpacks.
Man. They don't want to miss an opportunity to, play tennis. So, yeah, I love that they're into it. And it's so cute. You're right. It was cute. Like, oh, look at them with their little rackets.
It's funny you bring up Andy Roddick, who's a really close friend of mine. And we're going to go to his event, November 1st. It's the Andy Roddick Foundation event. Mm-hmm. And Dirks is playing it. And so I got a text from him yesterday. He's like, hey, can you do this? And I was like, whatever you need. So just doing some charity stuff. And he was like, hey, who do I put as your plus one? He's also trying to figure out who I'm dating.
He's fishing. Dang.
Yeah,
I love
it. Sneaky. He was like, who do I put down as your plus one? And I was like, I just put it down as Bobby plus guest. And he was like,
Come on.
Trying to keep that on lock. Why, Dane?
On lock. Well, would you take
said person to something like this?
I don't know. You know? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, Eddie's out tweeting, like, I don't know, I'm the only one who doesn't know who Bobby's been going out
true.
With.
True. I'm just one with our listeners
now. You
were
the only one that was offered the information first.
And I turned it down like an idiot.
And you turned it down.
So dumb.
Yeah. You know, last night was the first episode of, well, it's not Roseanne anymore, it's the Conners. Amy, you know, because yep. Roseanne got in trouble, and they fired her, and then it was the first episode, and it pretty much had the same amount of viewers as the last episode when it went off. It had 10.5 million viewers, number one debut of the season.
How long do you think it lasts, though?
I don't
know.
Do
you think it fades, or do you think people stick with it?
I wouldn't have thought it would have been as strong as it was, honestly. I was like, oh, reboot, it'd be pretty good, but not great. And it was great. I don't know. I have no sense of it. But I was surprised to see it that high, to see the main character not on it, and it still do 10 million people.
Yep.
Yeah, good for them for keeping it going, and those people didn't all lose their job, I guess. That's exciting for them because a lot of them, man, they were just chilling at home.
Were they?
I mean, like,
you don't know that.
You don't know what they were doing. They could have started, like, businesses.
Like, come on. Darlene, what was she doing?
She was actually on, she's on the talk every morning.
Yeah.
She executive produces the show, and she's out.
What about,
okay, I'm done. I'm not going down this pathway. I'm done. I do
want to. What about Becky?
I don't know, Lunch. I haven't talked to her lately.
Exactly.
I do want to keep the focus on Lunchbox for a second.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You told us this week, was it early this week?
Yeah, it was earlier this week.
You were playing a board game with your mother-in-law.
Yep.
And the game was called
Aggravation.
And you were mad because she was helping your wife win.
It was kind of like Sorry, where you can knock them and they have to go back to the beginning. Like if you hit their piece when you land on their spot. And she was doing everything she could not to knock her daughter off because I can't do that to my baby. It's just mean.
And so you get so mad and you say what to her?
Are you blanking kidding me?
And you've never cursed like that in front of her?
No, never. It was just a boiled up emotion of frustration because if you're going to play the game, play it to win. Like play and knock everybody off. Play it like it's supposed to be played. Don't play it just.
Or it's just something to spend time with the family with.
Right, I understand that. Then we can sit there and just stare at each other. But if we're going to be playing a game,
that game sucks.
The point is to win. And to it's funny when you knock someone off. Ah, ha, ha, you got to go back to the start. Like, that's the point of the game. And here we go again. We
okay,
start talking
relax,
about it.
Relax. Take a breath. Boy. Take a breath.
Calm down.
So did you reach out to her?
I reached out to her.
And you said what?
I sent her a text and I said, hey, we good? Question mark.
And then did she respond?
3 hours later, got a text, sure.
Ooh.
Oh, you're not good.
First of all, you shouldn't have texted. You should have called.
Yeah.
What was the deal?
I know, but I just wasn't. I mean, I didn't know if it was enough time passed. I wanted to feel out the waters before I even talked to her. I just, you know, because if she says ha 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 or sends me an emoji or something, I thought okay, then we're good.
Poop emoji.
And I was expecting a text a little bit quicker back. She took 3 hours, so
that's because she didn't. She wasn't into it. If I don't respond for 3 hours,
yeah, something's up.
That means I'm really irritated. I'm pretty quick on my phone, most of the time, unless I don't want to respond.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of sending a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would call her. So what's today's Thursday? By like Tuesday or so of next week, call her.
You telling me a we good message isn't good enough?
No.
We good?
Hey. We good?
Sure.
Eggplant emoji.
No.
What?
Oh,
hey,
didn't that do it?
That would have taken 5 hours to respond.
She wouldn't know what that means, I don't think. I don't even know what that means, really.
Didn't leave it.
Okay, Lunchbox, it means vegetable.
Yeah, it means are you getting your proper dietary supplement?
Send it to her.
Yeah, send it to her right now and be like, how about now? We good?
It means I'm sorry.
Hungry.
Well, let us know.
Okay, and I'm going to ask, like, maybe we got gift cards in there? Maybe we can send her some flowers?
No, you got to send her free prizes from the show.
Oh.
No. Just have a human conversation.
Okay.
Orange is the Black is ending on Netflix.
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, whatever it's called. I said Orange is the New Black. Thank you. What did I say?
Orange is the Black.
Yeah, I think everybody got that. Big Bang Theory is ending this year. Game of Thrones is ending. Homeland is ending. I haven't watched Homeland in a long time, and I
still
love
going
that show.
There.
Yeah. Veep is ending. Orange is the New Black is ending.
Oh, Veep is so good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Would I like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Lots of shows are ending.
You know what else is ending?
What?
Modern Family.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's going bye-bye.
Stacy in Arkansas. How are you, Stacy?
Hey, how are you this morning?
Really good. What's happening?
I just wanted to call. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to you guys every morning with my kids and everything, and thank you for all that you guys do.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead. Far be it for me to stop you from complimenting us. We'll take this. We love it. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we love the games that you guys play, and thanks. It's kid-friendly, so it's great.
Well, I appreciate that. In all seriousness, like, I know that you have 10,000 things you could be doing in the morning and listen to any radio show or any TV show, and the fact that you spend 5 minutes with us is really cool to us, so thank you very much. Where do you live in Arkansas?
I live in Clarksville.
I know it well. Do you know that? Do you know I'm from Arkansas? Do you know that? Did you? Do you know I'm from Arkansas? Did you? I think we lost her.
Watching. Are you there?
Yeah. Did you go through a tunnel?
No, I travel a lot for my job, so I'm actually on my way to Boonville this morning.
Very familiar with it. What were you saying?
Even my daughter, we've watched Dancing with the Stars for seasons and seasons, and when she found out that you were on there, she's like, Ma's voting for him.
Well, thank you. Well, sincerely, I was joking with you, but I really appreciate you calling, and thanks for listening. And tell her I said hello, too, okay?
Absolutely. You all right. Have a great day.
Yeah, see you later. Appreciate that. Bones. Tyler, who is stationed in Virginia right now. Hey, Tyler, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what are you doing over in Virginia? What's your job?
I'm an LS. I'm on an LHT-5, USS Baton.
Everything you just said, I'm not cool enough or smart enough to know what you just said. I'm just going to be honest with you. I could play it cool and be like, that's cool, man. Thanks for calling. I have no idea what you just said. I'm sure it's awesome and manly and strong.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of jobs in the Navy, and a lot of civilians don't understand them. It's okay.
So what are you on?
An LHT-5.
Which is a boat?
Yeah, it's a ship. It's sort of like a carrier.
Okay.
We carry Marines around.
And how
like
long?
An Uber for the Marines.
Now we're talking. See, now you're talking my language where I can understand, because I'm pretty done with this. Okay, well, hey, let me say this. I appreciate you serving and being out there and looking out for us. That's a big deal to us here in the studio. We appreciate you, bud.
Thank you for the support, man. Hey, I got a question for you. So now that you're on Dancing with the Stars, what does a typical day look like for you? Because I know that's a big production, and you have to manage the Bobby Bones show as well. So I was wondering what your day looks like.
Yeah, I'm the only one working full-time of the entire cast. I have a full-time, everyday job, which, by the way, that just personifies what I have to work. Like, my whole life I've been the worker. So I wake up at 3 if I'm in Nashville, 1 if I'm in Los Angeles. So I do the show. I wake up at 3, get on the air at 5, go to 10, here till 11 or 12, practice till 7 or 8 p.m., try to find food. They ship food up to the dance studio now because I forget to eat sometimes. Go to bed about 10 or 11 and then wake up again at 3 and do it again. Now, that being said, on show days, like on a Sunday, we go up and we rehearse at the theater. On Monday, I do the radio show and we do full dress rehearsal. You do the whole show before it even goes on the air.
Cool.
You do the show. It doesn't get taped, but they need to see it all in full clothes and everything. So everyone's there. You do the full show exactly as is. Commercials. The only thing we don't see are the packages. They don't let us watch those.
The little videos before y'all dance.
Because if we get mad at it, we would go to the producer and be like, no, don't put that in there.
Oh, right.
So
smart.
When they say it's live, it's actually live?
It's live. It's 100% live.
Oh.
Yeah. And so we do the whole dress rehearsal. And then because I suck. And when I do dress, I never hit it right. And I'm just grabbing straws going, please make the real show good. And so by the time the show comes up, you're kind of tired. But the adrenaline starts to hit again. So that's what it's like. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking the time.
What's today look like for you? What about you?
a typical day for me, I wake up about 4 o'clock in the morning, go to work, and then I'm off normally about 1 or 2.
What time you go to bed?
Repeat that?
What time you go to bed?
Probably about 8 or 9. I have a girlfriend now, and she makes me go to bed early.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to get one of those one day. Hey, really, appreciate what you do. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Bobby. All right. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
See you later. Amy, I'm in this weird place. Like, I sit here and I have all these notes about things I want to talk about. And, like, once a show, maybe I plan to talk about Dancing with the Stars. But everybody's calling about it and tweeting about it. I never want to do too much of it, you know? But then people are calling about it. What do I do?
I mean, if they're calling about it, I don't feel like it's too much. I think if it was too much, I honestly would tell you. I feel like it's a huge part of your life right now, and what we do on this show is talk about life and I mean, people are along for the ride with you on this. They're watching every week. They're supporting. I mean, I kind of want to talk about it, so it's fine.
Okay. Just making sure. Like, I don't come in going, wait till today, folks. I got a lot of stories to tell you.
Right.
Yeah, that's not, that's really not it at all. You know, I want to talk about is Keith Urban for a second. I love Keith Urban. Probably favorite or one of my favorite humans in country music. But there was something out of the way. So when his new record comes out, he sends us all signed copies of it. And he's like, hey, Bobby, give this to Eddie. Give this to Amy. And so we all have signed. But he forgot to sign one for Lunchbox. And this is weeks ago, right?
Yeah, weeks ago.
So Lunchbox comes on the air and tries to start a fight with Keith Urban. Which you can't do that. That's like starting a fight with like a cousin that I really like, you know?
Coming home.
So
he started it.
He just forgot, right?
Okay.
And so then Lunchbox comes on, throws a hissy fit, and so Keith sends another batch of signed records up for everybody again except Lunchbox. To be funny.
I love it.
He sent really every, he started, then he's sending people that don't even really work for the show records inside of our box just to rub it in. And so I guess he tweeted at you last night.
He said, Lunchbox son, is it not darkest before the dawn? Question mark. Wax on, wax off. KU. Like his initials. Yeah. So you know what that means.
What?
He's buying me a car.
Wait, what?
No, it's
wax
Karate
on.
Kid.
Oh my
wax
gosh.
Off.
No.
That has to do with a car. So he's saying, "Be patient. Your car is on the way." That is what I think. And so if he gets me a car, the beef is over.
A car?
Why would you? Because of turtle wax. Like, what am I missing about the wax thing? That's Karate.
That's Karate Kid.
Yeah. Wax and what on, is Karate off. Kid doing? He's waxing a car in Karate Kid. So obviously, he's getting me a car.
Boy, you're stretching with that.
Yeah.
So you feel like in your heart, Keith Urban's going to buy you a car.
To make up for his mistake, yes. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, just wait. The car is on order. It couldn't be there with the record.
Now he's ordered a car. He didn't just go to the dealership. He then ordered a car.
Right. And they're waxing it. They're getting it ready. So it'll look nice and shiny.
Okay.
I am so pumped.
Don't be for that. That'd be disappointment, Central Man.
Well, then what? Tell me what that means.
It means he probably has something cool he's going to do for you now. Like it's always darkest before the dawn, but that's probably what it is. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Is it really the darkest before dawn?
Uh-huh. Like the biggest, darkest part of night is right before it starts to get light again.
Oh.
So just when you think it's going to be bad, just here comes a light.
Boom, a car pull. I mean,
oh, oh yeah. No, not a car.
Like, has he told you anything?
No.
Like, did he ask you, like, what kind of car I would want?
No.
So Keith just, is even spending 1% of his day thinking.
He probably didn't even tweet that.
No, he did. He signed his initials.
Yeah.
Oh, he signed his initials, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
no one else can type KU. I'm sure he wrote that. I'm sure he did.
Man, that's awesome. I'm getting a car from Keith Urban. Yeah, okay.
You see Dierks Bentley got all his tour people jet skis? Like Sea-Doos?
What?
Wow. Yeah.
See?
He got Lancome. But they were on tour with them the whole year.
Okay.
He got all
and there's
guys
like
from
50 people.
Well, in Lancome, it's like 50 people.
That's yeah. what I mean.
Yeah, Lancome, he got all them a jet ski. He got Brothers Osborne a jet ski.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And Lunchbox thinks he's getting a car from Keith Urban because he didn't get a signed record.
Yeah. That is awesome. But she was stealing my heart. I
fell in love in the back of a cop car. What would you do with a car if he gave you one?
Drive it?
Okay, not literally. What would you do?
Put gas in it.
I would get in the seat and grab the steering wheel and navigate it to my home.
No, I know.
I mean, what kind of question is that? Like
would you get rid of your other car? Would you not drive it because it's special?
I may not drive it because Keith Urban bought it for me. I may put it on display in my backyard.
Yeah, and or no one can see it.
Who would do that?
I might put it on display under a blanket in my garage.
No, that's not display.
Yes, and then you charge people to come by. Okay. Oh, Keith Urban bought this car for me. Yeah,
he is asking me nothing about what kind of car you like.
So it's just a surprise. He's just going to he thinks he knows me.
Open the door. Come on in. Here he No, there's nobody here. I'm just kidding. Everybody look back. All right, thank you.
That's right. Until I get the car, though, boycott is on.
There's no boycott. I'm playing a song literally right now. Like, literally,
he said that.
He's playing right now. You could be a songbird from a new morning scare.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Over to Jasmine in Michigan. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Bobby.
What's happening?
Nothing. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Of course. What can I do for you?
I have a quick question. I am going in for an interview with a ton of executives at a hospital, and I am wondering if you have any advice that you can offer with how to deal with an interview. I know you did a segment this morning, and I heard that, but is there any other advice that you can give other than asking questions and making sure you have those three things figured out from this morning?
Yeah, and listen, in not just interview, but any scenario, you kind of have to walk in and try to own the situation, even if it doesn't feel comfortable. It's hard to feel comfortable in an uncomfortable setting because you're going into their world. You're going and trying to get a job. Smile. The first thing that I tell everybody all the time is smile. That smile on your face, that first impression, makes it, because people only want to hire or be around people that make them feel better. So the most elementary thing, new date, first date, job interview. And we talked about 3 hours ago about if someone says, what's your weakness? How do you answer that question? You can go back on the podcast and hear that. Smile. Posture. Because if you go in all droopy, you look droopy. Who wants to go and have somebody droopy work? So it's the little things that really are big things. So walk in like that. Put oxygen in your body. Breathe. Take big breaths because your blood needs oxygen. And your body performs better when your blood is full of oxygen. You need hydration. I mean, it's the things you don't even think about. And then go in and own the room and ask questions and act like you're the one that's coming in. And then you're probably, people hate it when I say this, you're probably not going to get it. Because just odds are when you go into a job, there are 10 other people that are interviewing. You got a 1 in 10 shot. Even if you're the best, odds are you're not going to get it. But the more you're able to go in and be exposed to it, the better you're going to be the next time. So I never look at a job interview like I'm about to get this job. I look at it as I'm going to go in and impress this person. So the next time a job comes open, they're like, oh, you know who I remember from that last job? Or so just go do it. You're probably not going to get it. But if you do, that's awesome. And if you don't, you still learn something from it.
Thank you. I'm really hoping to get it. Because
yeah.
This is like executive.
Absolutely.
I'm one of the 5 people that got chosen to take this interview.
20% chance. Odds are you're not going to get it, but you can get it. You're equally able to get it. Smile. Keep your posture up, walk in, own the room, ask a lot of questions, and even if you don't get it, one of my friends once said this. He said sometimes, because he'd want something, he'd want some stuff, right? And he'd pray for it, he wouldn't get it. And he said sometimes he'd thank God for unanswered prayers.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a football game.
Oh, right.
Right.
It's a Friday night.
Yes.
High school football.
It was a high school football. You're familiar with the story?
Yeah, yeah, I've heard it. Yeah. He went there with his wife.
Was he with his wife?
He was with his wife.
Yes, Amy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw an ex-girlfriend of his.
Uh-huh. And the thing was, he had always prayed.
Yeah.
That
they'd be together.
But it didn't work out.
That's right.
But
sometimes some of God's greatest gifts.
Yep.
Our unanswered prayers.
That's right. So, as much as we're doing a kind of a bit here, that's true as well.
Yes, yes. Garth is saying the truth.
Yes, Garth is saying the truth. So, just there's a plan for you.
Oh boy,
what's up, Lunchbox?
I thought you guys had a story, and then I get it now.
But it was real.
It is a story.
It is a story, and I'm
it is
as
real.
He's our friend.
As serious as we can be, I'm also doing a joke and being serious again.
Yeah. It's the one he had wanted for all time.
Yes. Go ahead.
Got it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Jasmine?
So how do you deal with that rejection?
You don't deal with it anything other than the more you get rejected, the easier it is to get rejected again.
Yeah.
And it's not the end of the world. Because at first when you reject, you're like, I'm not going to be able to wake up tomorrow. About the 82nd time you get rejected, you're like, oh, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm comfortable. And so my last book is called Fail Until You Don't, which is just you go and you get rejected, and the more comfortable it gets, the better you are at performing. So you might as well go and start getting rejected early, because sooner you start getting rejected, the sooner it feels comfortable.
Right.
So that's my advice. Are you in a school cafeteria or what? Like, what's happening around you right now?
Sorry, I'm at the airport.
Oh, okay. That's even worse. Listen, good luck. Really, I hope you kill it. And just remember, like my coach Gandalf used to say, even if you don't kill it and you go and you botch it, you know what happens tomorrow? The sun comes up tomorrow. You can be with it or you can't. That's it. It's up to you.
Could I ask you for a huge favor?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me call him. Reference?
Nope. I am coming to Nashville on Friday, November 2nd. Could I please come to your show?
If I'm on Dancing with the Stars, I will not be here. So,
okay.
And we won't. No one will be here. Because we'll all be. If it's then, guys, I may be competing for the Mirror Ball. We may all be in California.
Oh, yeah. When's the finale?
When?
Everyone's like, when?
Yeah. Let me check my calendar. Hold on.
I have it on my calendar because I have Bobby on Dancing with the Stars through November. Mm. And I have the finale on Monday the 19th, if I'm correct.
Yeah, but there's like big weeks before that. You know what I mean?
I know. I have you on those weeks too. Mm,
there we go. Well, listen. Unanswered prayer.
There he is.
Just listen to the song.
Listen, Lunchbox. That's our friend.
This is our buddy.
I got it now.
Check it out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have a few things that you shouldn't do if you win tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot. For one, don't wait to sign the ticket. Do it right away. Don't tell anyone. And don't automatically decide to take the lump sum, because about 70% of people who get a huge amount of money, they blow it in a few years. So installments might be a safer bet for you.
Yeah, I guess that is smarter. I will say this, that if I win, I'm tweeting it immediately. There's no not telling anyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to be walking out the front door. I'm going to be tweeting it. I'm on Insta Story Live. I'm going to be naked. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going 0 to 100 real quick. Yeah. What else, Amy?
Okay, so this is pretty cool. Cops in Clearwater, Florida, they found a stolen Krispy Kreme van, and it was loaded with donuts. Well, the store's manager said, yeah, you can keep them. I don't know. I guess they couldn't take the donuts back or something. So instead of, like, just taking them back to the precinct, sharing them with the other guys and girls, they handed the donuts out to the homeless.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, what else?
But also, too, someone stole a Krispy Kreme van.
No, I get it. I'm not even surprised.
They were hot donuts.
part of me would consider it, too, if we were just sitting there running. All right, what else?
Okay, so the weekend's coming up, so maybe you're going to be going out on a first date. And I have, according to dating experts, things that are totally okay and you should not be ashamed to just go for and ask on the first date. Okay, you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Are you close with your family?
I'm asking, because I've been just seeing somebody a little bit. You know, dabbling.
Yeah.
A bit. I've asked that. Yeah.
Do you think it's okay, or is it too much on the first date to feel out their family ties?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do for work?
Oh, I know that.
Well, I know you know that, but if you're going on a first date with someone, you may not know.
Yeah, this but I'm comparing me right now. I'm relating to myself as you tell the story.
Okay, what about this one?
Go ahead.
Who is your role model?
Oh, I haven't asked that yet.
Oh. Who is her role model, do you know?
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. Hmm. Probably somebody Hey, our photographer Zach Massey's in here. I told you who, right, Zach Massey?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
You don't know?
Good.
Woo. Oh, okay. All right, anyway, go ahead, Amy. I just wondered.
Well, Bobby, who is your role model?
And the girl you're dating.
David Letterman, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, those two guys. What else?
Lastly, so do you like casual dating or do you prefer long-term relationships?
You better believe I'm not asking that one.
No chance.
I dry heaved when Amy said that.
Get out of here.
It's good. No, but in all seriousness, it is good to kind of feel that out on a first date, because if you're looking for something long-term and serious and the person you're out with at the moment is just looking for something casual, you don't need to waste your time.
That's a first date thing. That's like a fourth date thing.
No. What? That's a first date. Some people do not need to waste time going on a second date with someone. I feel like it's okay to ask if you want kids on the first date.
Yeah, that's fine. I think I mentioned, I don't care about that.
And if you're divorced. Now that we're at the age of, it's a whole new layer.
Yeah,
it's fair to put out there, kids. Yeah. You need to let people know if you have kids.
I agree. But I still think that other questions is a little more. It's like, what are your intentions? Like, it's like asking, what are your intentions with me?
Yeah.
Do you want to get married?
Maybe you don't know yet. Yeah. I have this ring. Over the next 3 months, you're going to work for this. No, you don't do that.
Okay, true. Okay. It is a little much. All but
right. Rap City?
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Morgan number two, who's going to catch us up on what's happening in country music. Morgan number two, what's happening over there?
Walker Hayes admitted that he doesn't like to watch his interviews or even see himself at all on the screen.
I like seeing Walker. He's a good-looking dude. Got a lot of muscles. Talented guy. I don't like to hear myself back. I talk for a living. I don't like to hear myself back, so I get that. What else you got?
Chris Jansen shared a video of his daughter dancing along while he played the piano. It was really cute.
The piano.
While they spoke Italian. What was the other thing she said?
I give up. Memoir.
What was it? Oh,
A memoir.
Yeah, yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
And Martina McBride is about to have her own Food Network show. It's called Martina's Table. It'll start on November 18th.
Boy, I think that's where it's at. Getting your own food show. Right? You just go and cook. Here I am dancing for 9 hours a day.
You ever thought about doing the cooking show?
No.
Okay.
Not till now. Okay. That's much easier than what I'm doing now. Amy, what's happening today?
Just hanging out with my dad and the kids a little bit here and there, but my week on repeat.
Are you staying at the hospital?
No, I leave at night. Like last night I left at 11 p.m.
Wow,
so
that late,
it
huh?
just... Yeah, I mean, he needs rest. Unfortunately, I don't get it. They're like, he needs rest. But then every hour, they got to come in and do blood pressure and check vital. I mean, I'm just like, oh, keep waking him up. But yeah, no, I need to leave because I won't be good to anybody if I'm not getting sleep.
Lunchbox, what's up with you?
Ooh, nap.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
$900 million Powerball. Yeah.
What are your big plans?
I leave here and go to dance practice. Yep, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, your week on repeat?
I just every day. So I think I have 7 hours of dance practice today after the show. And then I think I'm going to do the show from Chicago in the morning. Because I have I don't know anymore. It's like Groundhog Day for both of us. Yours is much more serious than mine. But
yours is, I love living vicariously through you. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. I'll try. All right, everyone, have a great day. We'll see you on Friday tomorrow. Dolly?
Yep.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's in tomorrow. Also, Friday morning dance party. We'll have a good one. Appreciate you. BobbyBones.com. Goodbye.
Bobby Bones.